Hello, my Audio Boos friends. This is my third Audio Boo of the day. It's still Monday, January 21st, 2013. I'm just trying to clean up my office a little bit. I just changed the printer cartridge in my Canon. I have a Canon IP3300, and it's a great printer. I've used it now for several years. IP3500. I've used it for several years now, and I'm pretty happy with it. When I originally purchased it, it came with a camera, which I subsequently gave to my wife, sort of to introduce her to digital photography. And one of the things I like about this printer is it's got four different colors. Well, black ink, and then it's got magenta, cyan, and yellow. And earlier, well, actually it was last night, my daughter was printing out a picture for a project she has for Girl Guides. And when we printed out the picture, it came out all red. And I said, what happened here? I wasn't sure. And I checked all the colors. They seemed to be fine. The black was running out, though. So I said, must be that. Perhaps it wasn't mixing in the black. So today I bought the cartridge. It wasn't so bad. It was about $18. Plunked it in. Printed the photo again. Still came out red. And stupid me. I mean, I still needed the black cartridge. But what had happened is the yellow cartridge had clogged up. You see, I don't print very often. And this is the reason for my Audio Boo this particular Audio Boo, is I'd like to put it out to the Audio Boo community and ask you all, do you print photos at home? If you do print photos, do you print them at home, or do you bring them to a store and print them off of a USB key or a CD-ROM? So that's basically my question, because I've noticed that if you have a very, very good printer with very good paper, you can get decent results. However, it's very expensive. I mean, the paper itself costs, if you get a 6x4 size little packet of paper, it can be anywhere between $20 and $25 or even $30. I've seen it as high as $30 for the very, very high quality glossy paper. And then of course there's the ink cartridges, and we all know how expensive ink cartridges are for different types of printers. Right now I think on the market, if I'm not mistaken, the printer that has the least expensive cartridges are the Kodak printers. Unfortunately, Kodak looks like it's in bankruptcy protection and may not survive. So, which means that eventually they will cease making Kodak film, and if it actually goes bankrupt and closes, they will cease making Kodak film and eventually Kodak ink cartridges. You probably can still get generic compatible cartridges, but the actual Kodak cartridges will no longer be made. I use a Canon because I've had really good results, especially on my Mac, with Canon printers. The printouts are okay, but you have to print often to keep the nozzles clean. And you also have to use good quality ink. If you buy the cheap generic stuff, the compatible stuff, depending on where you get it, sometimes the colors won't be quite right, it won't be accurate. So there's a lot of variables there. So my question to you is, do you print at home or do you print at a store? If you print at all, because with the advent of digital photo frames and iPads and even now some LCD televisions, some flat screen televisions, which have the ability to store photos and use them, you can use your entire TV as one giant photo frame if you wish. I've seen some of these. I'm not sure if all of them have this capability, or, if they have this capability, is there something else that they don't have, or vice versa, right? In terms of features and whatnot. Certainly, I wouldn't mind having a television like that. We still have an actual tube, 27-inch JVC tube television sitting in our little entertainment center here. It still works fine. We don't have high-definition TV. We use cable, but we don't, we have an old cable box. Probably has been around for the better part of, I think, 12 years now. It is starting to go because I've been noticing some problems with our cable. And I have to make that jump. But that's not what this audio boo is about. I don't want to get off the subject. I personally do have almost a 10-inch photo frame, which hopefully in the next month or so, I'm going to go through all my pictures and fix them all up and put them on an SD card, a nice big SD card, maybe an 8 gig, and slap them into this photo frame, hang the photo frame somewhere where it's quite accessible and we can see it in the house, and just run this thing 24 hours and look at pictures that way. The one I have is the same one I bought my mom. It can actually run video. It has sound. So you can actually put a bit of music on there too if you wished. On the same SD card, it'll play music while it's showing the slideshow, which is really nice. I also have, obviously, on my Mac, it falls into screensaver mode and shows pictures, which is very, very nice. From time to time, if I'm cleaning my room up, but I'm not often in my office doing things other than working on the computer, so it's not in screensaver mode. I don't see my pictures, and hence why I decided to buy this photo frame, and I'm going to put it up soon because we don't have it up and running. It's the strangest thing. I've had it since I want to say an entire year. I think it was since last Christmas when I bought it from my mom, and have not used it yet. I haven't put it up. It's one of those things, you know. Cobblers have the worst shoes, and I guess computer guys sometimes don't take advantage of the technology that they actually know about. Kind of weird. So yeah. So my question out there, put it out there. I'm gonna tag this. I'm not sure. Maybe printing photos. Yeah, sounds like a good tag. And I want to find out from you, whether do you print photos? Do you look at them on your iPad? Do you look at them on your iPhone? What's the primary way that you look at photographs? And if you do you print them at home on a printer? Or do you bring them to a store and get them printed out professionally at the store? Thanks, all. I'm eager to hear your answers.